flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 12:36. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And, you know, we, Minneapolis, St. Paul, are the birthplace of the modern civil rights movement. When George Floyd died, it wasn't just a moment in our state's history, but it became a movement and changed the course of social justice around the world. Immediately after that, I partnered with the young lady, Judea Reynolds, Darnella Frazier's first cousin, who saw George Floyd get killed. She had a front row seat to what we saw on our TVs and on our screens and devices. And that child, still today, cannot forget what it sounded like, what it smelled like, what it looked like. She testified in that case as an eyewitness. In fact, if she had not asked Darnella Frazier to go to the Cup Foods that day because she had a few dollars and wanted to buy some candy, Darnella Frazier would not have been in the spot that she was in. She would not have gotten the video that we've all seen, and justice may never have been served. And I'm so glad that there are still some of us who want to make sure that we remember what happened that day. And not just that we remember, but we document it and we continue to tell the story, not just to each other, but to our children. So I was so glad to see that someone else that I know and love had written a book about George Floyd. And that person is Shannon Gibney, and she is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Shannon, thank you so much for being here on the show.
Shaletta, you are the best. Thank you so much for having me. And I actually didn't know that you had that very personal connection with Darnella Frazier. And, you know, I mean, it really is such a small community here in Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, the Twin Cities. And yeah, as you say, I mean, these were the largest protests in modern history, worldwide,
you know. Yeah. And people took their cues from us. People, yeah, around the world were looking at the folks right here in Minneapolis to see how we were responding to the tragedy. And when they saw us marching and protesting, they started marching and protesting. When they saw us organizing and coming together, they started organizing and coming together. And so it's not lost on me the role that all of us, every single person here in the Twin Cities has played, whether you were dropping off pies like Miss Rose McGee or writing children's books like we're doing, or you were on the front line protesting and you were arrested, or you got pepper spray in your eyes, or you were making meals and dropping them off. Whatever it was that you did, cleaning up, bringing groceries to the area, to the people who lived there because they couldn't get out at that time. Everybody in the Twin Cities played a role, and we all have a personal story to tell about what we were doing and how we were impacted on that day. But, you know, we're 4 years removed, getting ready to be five, Shannon, and you have come back to write a children's book about George Floyd. You got to talk to me about that. What was the motivation behind that? Because the world is trying to move on, and you're like, let me tap y'all on y'all shoulder to remind y'all what we had going on here, and not just a book, but a children's book to get, make sure that our kids don't forget.
Yeah, no, and I mean, this is the thing, you know, it's sort of like, and I'm sure you know, I mean, you do so many things, like so many Black women, and, you know, as a writer yourself, where, you know, I would say some stories it's like you pick, and some stories they pick you. And, you know, Black motherhood as a topic for me, I think, is so embedded deeply in my own psychology. It's so emotional that the only two things that I've ever written that just sort of came out done are about Black motherhood in the police state. And and that is this book, We Miss You, George Floyd, that was just published on November 12th by University of Minnesota Press. And then an essay that probably a lot of your listeners also know, in a book called A Good Time for the Truth, that was actually published right after Philando Castile was murdered in 2016. And that essay is called Fear of a Black Mother. And is about the fears that every Black mother has. And myself, in particular, trying to raise Black children in a culture that vilifies them and sees them as guilty. The story, actually, you know, of We Miss You, George Floyd, it's about this little Black girl. It's about my daughter. She's now 10, but she was 6 during the uprisings. Mm-hmm. And she goes to school about 13 blocks from our house, and that is Kitty Corner from George Floyd Square. It was like right there, all happening there. So this little Black girl, you know, she hears about, you know, the murder of this man. In the book, it says, you know, he looked like us, he talked like us, he was our neighbor. Mm-hmm. She's trying to make sense of it, figure out, you know, how to process it. And she ends up, she's a visual artist herself, and she ends up going to, George Floyd Square and, getting inspired by all the art there, all the community, all the people, and creating her own art, to protest, police violence. I'm so lucky to have, a young visual artist, also Black woman, based in the Twin Cities, Leah Rose Jackson. This is her first, children's picture book, and she just really did such a fantastic job of bringing the book to life. It's been really incredible. It's been about a month and a half since the book's been out, but I've done just a ton of community events, and I think, you know, it's ostensibly a book for children. I think because you know, people have still, even though we know better, this idea that somehow, oh, well, children, you know, they don't, stuff like this doesn't really affect them. It's really more about the grownups. And it's like, no, they might not have language for it, but like it's deeply affecting them in their bodies, in their minds, in their hearts, all these things. And so, part of the project of the book, something that I hope that it does is it creates more context and more shared language for all of us to process all of this, you know. And it's like, yes, it's George Floyd. Also, you know, the pictures in the book, I really love how Leah showed the characters, you know, a lot of them have masks on, right? So it's like also during this, of course, global pandemic, right? And people were trying to figure out, like, what is safe for us to do in terms of protest, right? As you said, everybody was like on the ground trying to figure it out. So I've really been, as you said, it's like four, almost 5 years out now.
Yeah.
You know, right after it happened, as you know, like it was just like, you know, all these institutions, you know, historically white institutions, especially, all these DEI initiatives and all this stuff, like, oh, we're going to put all this money into this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then now, of course, any student of history knows this, right? Like all that stuff is being pulled back, right? This is what happens, right? It's like, oh, we're done. So for me, I'm fundamentally an impatient person, although, you know, life and aging has made me more patient, but it takes a long time to publish a children's book. Even longer than, you know, just a straight prose book, because you have to give the illustrator time to make the beautiful pictures. And so, I wrote this actually, you know, in 2020. On one hand, I was worried that, well, I just wanted the book to be out, you know, sort of sooner and while people were, you know, could talk about it, to process, especially kids. But I've had multiple people tell me like, no, now is actually a perfect time for this book to be out because, yeah, people are sort of like, well, that's done now, you know, and it's like, no, you know,
right.
You know, there's a page in the book where the girl says, you know, this is an old fight, you know, and it's not going to be won. It's not going to be won easily, you know. And anybody who's Black knows that. but hopefully, you know, the book, again, will provide more context and kind of an impetus for folks, children and caregivers and teachers and just like everyday people in our community to talk about the history of police violence, particularly against Black folks.
Okay. And you got to tell us, because folks are texting me and they want to know where they can get this book, because it came out at exactly, like you said, just the right time. It wasn't flooded with, you know, all the other, you know, books that came out right after he passed away. It's coming out now to remind us of how far we've come, but, you know, with everything that's going on now, how far we still have to go. So Shannon, where can we find this book?
You know what? This book is available anywhere books are sold. So, again, it is called We Miss You, George Floyd. I'm the writer. My name, again, is Shannon Gibney, G-I-B-N-E-Y, illustrated by Leah Rose Jackson. Jackson is spelled just how it sounds. So you can get it. You know, we are very blessed in the Twin Cities to just have an amazing variety of independent bookstores. You know, like the one in my neighborhood that I always go to is Moon Palace Books that my friends run. But, you know, there's like Black Garnet Books, there's Major and Quinn, there's Strive Bookstore, there's Wild Rumpet. I mean, it's just like, so I highly encourage people to visit and support their local independent bookstores, because they support us, us community members, us independent local writers. If you absolutely have to buy it from Amazon, you can definitely get it there. I'm not a big Amazon fan, but if you need to do that, then, you know, do that as well. So, yeah, anywhere books are sold, you can get the book.
All right, girl. Well, I thank you so much for being on the show. And, you know, I'm here to support you. So whenever you're having an event or you're signing somewhere, you better make sure you contact me so I can get it out and let everybody know, because we have too many mixed race families who listen to the show, too many white grandmamas who have black grandchildren, and they are looking for new books to go and get and put in their library and on the shelf for them to read at home. And this is definitely one that will bring diversity to the bookshelf, as well as educate them about the history of Minnesota, which they are a part of and live in this great city and state. Ms. Shannon Gibney, thank you so much for being on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Thank you so much for having me and for everything you do, Shaletta.
All right. Love you, girl. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.